بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. The harms that occur due to the commission of sins. When people will refrain from fulfilling their zakat, then lack of rainfalls and droughts will occur. In this point, it highlights the importance of giving zakat. In various ayahs of Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do good deeds. And the two major good deeds that are highlighted in most of these ayat are أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ, that they perform salah, establish salah. Among the physical ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned salah. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And the monetary ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings our attention to zakat. Therefore, the action and fulfilling the duty of zakat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the rains to fall, beneficial rains. A person will hold back his zakat and not pay his dues to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is only 2.5% once a year. For those that do qualify, person withholds, does not pay his zakat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time also withhold the rains and droughts will occur. Once the person now becomes aware that I have to pay my zakat, then very importantly is how to calculate the zakat. Many a person now doesn't go to the ulama ikram and find out. He just says, now I think I have so much, he thinks, not realizing the other items which he might have by him, which are zakatable. When it comes to the females also, there's zakat, they have gold, they have jewelry, gold coins, etc. Zakat and that. The husband's zakat is separate, and the wife's zakat is separate. So this now calculating the zakat, what price should I calculate the zakat? The cost price of the item, selling price, wholesale price, all these are important masail that a person has to find out from ulama ikram, how do I calculate my zakat? Because if I miscalculate, I make a mistake, then there will be a reaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once a person becomes aware, I have to pay my zakat. Or else on the day of qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the same wealth, his gold, the silver he amassed, he will be branded in the fire of Jahannam. The hadith is mentioned in different riwayat that a person now will not pay his zakat, then the same wealth which he hoarded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause that wealth to take the form of a snake or a serpent, and it will coil itself around that person, and it will bite that person and harm him. So paying zakat is one of the fundamentals of sharia. How do you calculate the zakat? In the masarif, the recipients of zakat, there are 8 mentioned in Quran. إِنَّمَا صَدَقَاتِ الْفُقَرَاءُ وَالْمَسَاكِينُ وَعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا. The 10 sibara of Quran Sharif. There are 8, among those 8, مُؤَلَّفَةُ قُلُوبِ is one recipient, one avenue of zakat, which Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had suspended the command of giving them zakat. It's quite a bit of tafsil and detail in that. But for us, there are 7 recipients more or less of giving zakat. Amongst us, there are many who are zakat recipients, especially in this zamana, in this time. A person amount is owing, the high living standards of the living standards have become very, very high. It's difficult for people to come out every month. So it's very easy in our zaman and our time for a person to qualify for zakat. Many a person makes mistake at the time of paying zakat. You hear commonly that a certain tenant of mine owes me some money, or a certain person borrows some money from me. Now it comes to the end of my zakat here, so ask that person, are you a zakat recipient? He says, yes. He says, the money that you owe me, regard that to be zakat. So you don't have to pay me. This is incorrect. Ulama explained that person now, if he does owe you the money, person has an account with you, and he is a zakat recipient, then you should give him your zakat. Your zakat will be discharged once he takes ownership of it, and then the same money he will pay the debt to you. He will pay the account. That is the correct method. Not that a person now just tells it off, that whatever you owe me is zakat. Many a times we find property owners. This is one way we encourage people also, that we possibly have a block of flats. We know 1-2 tenants are there, maybe widows. Oh, they're not earning up to standard, they can't afford the rent. So a person knows now, in my building I have 2-3 cases like this. So here we encourage also, that if you know there are widows, there are zakat cases, then my zakat will channel it to my own tenants, which is correct. And with the same money they will pay the rent. There's nothing wrong with this at all. A person might think now I'm getting back my zakat. In Sharia, once a person has to give his zakat to the recipient, then the status of the money now will change. Once that person takes the zakat, is no more zakat if it comes back to you. Now it is a rental that is paying to you. But this is one way now we can look after the people in our own community. There are many people that are zakatable, maybe standing next to us to find out. That is why we are encouraged to give zakat to family members first. Obviously we cannot give our usul and furu', meaning our parents, grandparents, furu', our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Brothers, sisters, nephews, aunties, uncles are all correct. So we are encouraged also in different ahadiths that first spend upon those that are close to you. By means of spending upon them your zakat, giving it to them, it can even be written on the envelope, hadiyah, hadiyah of muhabbat, this is a gift to you. Person doesn't have to tell the next person that this is zakat. Give it to him as hadiyah. Once he investigates, he finds out and he's satisfied that this person is a zakat recipient, in your heart you are satisfied. Yes, we find the jamiyat, etc. You will go the extra mile to go to the person's house, you'll do a checkup, you'll keep a record, etc. This for the purpose now of transparency of the organization. But as an individual himself, if somebody comes to you and tell you that this is my problem, I don't have the means, I have children's school fees to pay, I have uniforms to buy, and within your heart, you are satisfied that that person is a zakat recipient, and you give the person your zakat. That person may turn the corner, but he has a beautiful car parked over there. But at the time of you giving him zakat, you were satisfied. According to Sharia, your zakat is discharged. At that moment of time, you were satisfied. Sharia does not oblige you now to go within his home, check under his mattress, check into his wardrobe. If you are satisfied in your heart, the person is deserving and you give your zakat, but he may not be a recipient. The masla is simple, your zakat is discharged. So therefore, we find there are many people amongst us that do have this problem. Therefore, we should find out amongst our community, first our own relatives, then our neighbors, people in our street, the musallis in our masjid, somebody is battling, they're having a problem. So like this, now we can keep the community strong and take care of the people in our community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.